All right, let us take a look at sports, some of the stories that we're following. I find this story pretty interesting. I have come around. I always thought Tom Brady was a great player, one of the top five players, one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, and probably one of the top 10 players in the league history. But I have come around after this latest Super Bowl win to understand that a quarterback now who has been with two different teams, has been to 10 Super Bowls, has won 7 of those 10 Super Bowls. And the really, if it weren't for the Giants, he would be 9 out of 10. But he's been in the Super Bowl just about half his career, a little over 20 years. So you add all that up, his consistency, his performance, what he did in New England, and now what he has brought to Tampa Bay, and you call him the GOAT. He is the greatest of all time. And it's funny because Jerry Rice, who most people, including myself, considered to be the greatest of all time, has said, hey, listen, I give up the crown. I never really wanted that status anyway. But Tom Brady is the GOAT. So there you go. I know there's people that don't like New England. There's people that don't. But the guy has just been amazing over his career, and what he's done to those two franchises. Well, you see the difference: New England without Tom Brady, and with Tom Brady. And you take a look at Tampa Bay without Tom Brady, and with Tom Brady, and you say, yeah, GOAT, greatest of all time. NBA action last night. The Knicks fell to the Heat 98-96. See if any other local action took place yesterday. The Celtics fell to the Jazz 122-108. With that being said, we go over to hockey. The Bruins nobody played locally yesterday. I'm looking here right now. Don't see any local plays yesterday. But coming up today, the Bruins and the Rangers tangle at 7 p.m. And we'll see if there's any other teams locally that are playing today. Nope. So that's about it. I mean, not really too much to talk about in sports other than Brady. He's the GOAT. Okay.